In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. So glad to be with you today. Yesterday we spoke about the Creed of Israel, the covenant that God made with them. Well, our covenant is sealed in the blood of Jesus. We pray the Creed, and then we have the precious body and blood of Jesus Christ. Our covenant is sealed in the blood of Jesus. I'm looking at the 25th chapter of 1 Samuel. And Samuel died, this is the seer, and all the Israelites were gathered together, and they lamented him, and they buried him in his house at Ramah. And David arose and went down to the wilderness of Paran. And there was a man in Maon whose possessions were in Carmel, and they were very great, and they had 3,000 sheep, 1,000 goats, and he was shearing his sheep in Carmel. This is a man called Nabal, and he's very rich, and he has so much. I'm telling you, if you're rich, thank God and give. If you're rich, give, because we're going to see that Nabal does not give David what he needs, and that's food. But God takes his life eventually. Now, the name of the man was Nabal, and the name of his wife was Abigail, and she was a woman of good understanding and a woman of beautiful countenance. But the man was not good. He was evil in his doings, and he was of the house of Caleb. And David heard in the wilderness that Nabal did shear his sheep. And David sent out 10 young men, and David said unto the young men, "Get you to Carmel and go to Nabal and greet him in my name." He's going to ask Nabal for food because his army, soldiers are hungry. "And thus shall you say to him that lives in prosperity, peace be both to you and peace to your house, and peace be unto all that you have. And now I have heard that you have been shearing your sheep. Now your shepherds which were with us, we didn't hurt them, neither was one missing from them." In other words, we didn't take anything. "All the while that we were in Carmel, ask thy young men, and they will show thee. Therefore let the young men find favor in your eyes, for we come in a good day." In other words, we want some of your sheep so that we can have dinner. We're all hungry from being in the war. "I pray thee, whatsoever comes to thy hand unto thy servants, to thy son David." And when David's young men came, they spoke to Nabal according to all those words that David had spoken. And Nabal answered David's servants and said, "Who is David? And who is the son of Jesse? There be many servants nowadays that break away every man from his master. Shall I then take my bread and my water and my flesh that I have killed for my shearers and give it unto men whom I know not whence they be?" And we're going to tell you this. This is the law of the desert, is to feed even your enemies when they are hungry. But Nabal is jealous, and Nabal is selfish. And we see this is something that God will hold against him. "And Nabal answered David's servants and said, Who is David, and who is the son of Jesse? There be many servants nowadays that break away every man from his master. Shall I then take my bread and my water and my flesh that I have killed for my shearers and give it unto men whom I know not and where they come from?" So David's young men turned their way and went again and came and told David all these sayings, the sayings that he's not going to give them any food. And David said unto his men, gird your swords. And they girded on every man his sword. And David also girded his sword. And there went up after David about 400 men, and 200 abode. But one of the young men told Abigail, Nabal's wife, saying, behold, David sent messengers out of the wilderness to salute your master, and he railed on them. But the men were not very good unto us, and we were not hurt, neither missed we anything, as long as we were talking with them when we were in the fields. They were a wall unto us, both by night and by day, all the while we were with them, keeping the sheep. In other words, David did nothing, not even take one sheep, because he felt that he wanted to ask Nabal for food, to feed his men. Now therefore know and consider what you will do, for evil is determined against our master and against all his household, for he is a son of Belial, that a man cannot speak to him. Then Abigail made haste and took 200 loaves, 2 bottles of wine, 5 sheep ready dressed, 5 measures of parched corn, and 100 clusters of raisins, and 200 cakes of figs, and laid them on the donkeys. And she said unto her servants, go on before me, behold, I come after you. But she told not her husband Nabal. Nabal is cheap. He's rich and he's cheap. I'm going to tell you, we in the Catholic Church have not learned how to give for the most part. What we should be giving is the tenth of what we get at the beginning of our pay. One tenth goes to God. But we have not done that. You know, people put in the box a couple of dollars. You don't tip a waitress that. You tip God with a couple of dollars, but the waitress gets $8. I'm telling you, yesterday we went out for lunch, and the waitress got $8. And our bill, that was about 25% of the bill. I'm telling you, God wants his people to be generous, because it's easy to be selfish when you have a lot. Nabal said, you know, who is this David? I want nothing to do with him. He's looking for food. Who is this David? And she said unto her servants, go on before me. Behold, I come after you. But she told not her husband Nabal. She didn't tell her husband that she was going to feed these men. And it was so, as she rode on her donkey, that she came down by the covert of the hill. And behold, David and his men came down against her, and she met them. Now David had said, surely in vain have I kept all this fellow hath in the wilderness, so that nothing was missed of all that pertained unto him. In other words, he didn't take anything. And he hath requited me evil for good. In other words, I didn't take anything. We even protected his sheep and his goats. But what does he do? I did good and he gives me evil. He doesn't give me not even a sheep for my people. So, and more also, do God unto the enemies of David. If I leave of all that pertain to him by the morning light, he that goes against the wall. And when Abigail saw David, she hasted and lighted off on the donkey and fell before David on her face and bowed herself to the ground. She realizes David is anointed. Remember, the anointing came off of Saul, and the anointing was given to David, and fell at his feet and said, upon me, my Lord, upon me let this iniquity be. Let your handmaid, I pray thee, speak in your audience and hear the words of your handmaid. Let not my Lord, I pray thee, regard this man of Belial, even Nabal, for as his name is, so he is. Nabal is his name, and folly is with him. But I am your servant, I am your handmaid. I saw not the young men of the Lord whom you did send. Now therefore, my Lord, as the Lord lives and as thy soul lives. Seeing Lord hath withholden thee from coming to shed blood and from avenging thyself with thine own hand. Now let your enemies and they that seek evil to my Lord be as Nabal. And now this blessing which your handmaid hath brought all this food unto my Lord, let it even be given unto the young men that follow my Lord. I pray thee, forgive the trespass of your servant, of your handmaid, for the Lord will certainly make my Lord's sure house, because my Lord fights the battles of the Lord, and evil has not been found in you all your days. Yet a man is risen to pursue thee and to seek your soul, but the soul of my Lord shall be bound in the bundle of life with the Lord thy God, and the souls of thine enemies shall they be slung out as in the middle of a sling. Yes, in other words, they would be defeated. And it shall come to pass, when the Lord shall have done all of my Lord according to the good he hath spoken concerning you, and shall have appointed you ruler over Israel. She sees that he is the anointed of the Lord, and that he will become ruler over Israel, that this shall be no grief unto thee, nor offense of heart unto my Lord, either that thou hast shed blood costlessly, or that my Lord hath avenged himself. But when the Lord shall have dealt well with my Lord, then remember your handmaid. In other words, when God does something good for you, and you're in the kingdom, and you're the king, remember Abigail. Remember Abigail. And David said to Abigail, blessed be the Lord God of Israel, who sent you this day to meet me. And blessed be your advice, and blessed be you who has kept me this day from coming to shed blood and from avenging myself with mine own hand. In other words, you know, David had already prepared to go defeat Nabal and to kill him. But the Lord says, you know, no, don't do that. Don't do that. God will take care of it. Do you know that God knows your position in life and he's going to take care of you? Do you know that he cares for you today? That he has something for you today? Do you know about his love? That his love is everlasting? Do you know that he cares more about you and your property and your things more than you care? That's why we need to give a tenth to the Lord. We need to give a tenth to the Lord. For in very deed, as the Lord God of Israel lives, who hath kept me back from hurting you, except you have hastened to come to meet me, surely there had not been left unto Nabal by the morning light anyone that goes against the wall. So David received of her hand that which he had brought him, and said unto her, go up in peace, and the peace be to your house. See, I have hearkened to your voice, and have accepted your person. And Abigail came to Nabal, and behold, he held a feast in his house, like the feast of a king. And Nabal's heart was merry within him, for he was very drunk. Wherefore she told him nothing, less or more, until the morning light. But it came to pass in the morning, when the wine had gone out of Nabal and his wife told him these things, that his heart died within him, and he became a heart of stone. In other words, it's so sad that that the property that he had, that the sheep that he had, that the goats that he had, that this was more important than life. So when Abigail told Nabal that she brought all some of these things to feed David and his soldiers, what happens to Nabal? He dies. His heart becomes like stone. And it came to pass about 10 days after that the Lord smote Nabal, then he died. I'm telling you, it's so important that we be givers. Why is it important that we be givers? I'm going to tell you why. Because God so loved the world that he gave his only son. Oh, yes. We need to be givers. We need to be givers not only of our money, but of our time and of our talent. We need to be givers. I remember once the Lord says, I really admire you when you give. And I said, why, Lord? He says, because you remind me of me, that I love the world so much that I gave my son in crucifixion, in resurrection, for love of you. I really am grateful that you give. I know giving sometimes takes faith, but you know, faith without giving is dead. Again, we tip God and we tip the waitress or the waiter with more money. This is very important, very important. We rob ourselves of the blessing when we don't give our tenth to the Lord. When David heard that Nabal was dead, he said, blessed be the Lord that hath pleaded the cause of my reproach from the hand of Nabal, and hath kept his servant from evil. For the Lord hath returned the wickedness of Nabal upon his own head. And David sent and communed with Abigail to take her to him to be his wife. And when the servants of David had come to Abigail to Carmel, they spoke unto her, saying, David sent us unto you to take you to be his wife. And Abigail arose and bowed herself on her face to the earth and said, behold, let your handmaid be a servant to wash the feet of the servants of my Lord. This is a humble woman. In other words, before we go and you bring me to David, I want to wash your feet. I want to wash your feet because you are servants of David. You are servants of the king. Abigail hastened and arose and rode upon her donkey with five damsels of hers that went after her. And she went after the messengers of David and became his wife. David also took Ahinoam of Jezreel, and they were also both of them his wives. But Saul had given Michael, his daughter, David's wife, the son of Lachish, and was of Galim. And the Ziphites came unto Saul in Gibeah, saying, does not David hide himself in the hill country which is before Jeshimon? Then Saul arose and went down to the wilderness of Ziph, having 3,000 chosen men of Israel, and with him to seek David in the wilderness of Ziph. And Saul pitched in the hill which is before Jeshimon by the way. But David abode in the wilderness, and he saw that Saul had come unto him into the wilderness. Again, David has the ability to kill Saul, but he doesn't kill Saul. Why? I will not touch the anointed of the Lord. I tell you, we need to learn that very quickly, that we need to learn that we do not touch the anointed of the Lord. We need to learn that the God will deal with the anointed of the Lord. And if they sin, God will deal with the sin of the anointed of the Lord. We do not touch the anointed of the Lord. I'm telling you, that's why I'm very careful with people, because they belong to Jesus. And Jesus says, care for my people. Don't judge my people. David therefore sent out spies and understood that Saul had come in very deed. And David arose and came to the place where Saul had pitched his tent. And David beheld the place where Saul lay, and Abner the son of Ner, the captain of Saul's host. And Saul lay in the trench, and the people pitched round about him. Then answered David and said to Ahimelech the Hittite, and to Abishai, the son of Zeruiah, brother of Joab, saying, Who will go down with me to Saul to the camp? And Abishai said, I will go down with thee. So David and Abishai came to the people by night, and behold, Saul lay sleeping within the trench, and his spear stuck in the ground at his bolster. But Abner and the people lay round about him. Then said Abishai to David, God has delivered your enemy into your hand this day. Now therefore let me smite him at once, and I will not smite him the second time. In other words, I'll do it once and I'll kill him. Listen to David. David said to Abishai, Destroy him not, for who can stretch forth his hand against the Lord's anointed and be guiltless? You see, David realizes that even though Saul is crazy, that he is the anointed of the Lord, and he will not stretch forth his hand. Again, we need to pray for God's anointed priests, God's anointed ministers. We need to pray for them. It is not our duty to go after them and to hurt them. We need to leave them to God. Leave them to God. If they're doing wrong, let God do what he needs to do. David, a second time, is able to kill Saul, but he will not kill Saul. Why? Because he is the anointed of the Lord. He was, even though the anointing left him, David said, He is the anointed of the Lord, and I will not kill him. David said, Furthermore, as the Lord lives, the Lord shall smite him on his day, shall come to die, or he shall descend into battle and perish. In other words, leave it to God. Leave it to God. Leave your enemies to God. Don't try to get back at your enemies. Leave it to God. Leave it to God. Let not your heart be troubled. Leave it to God. Let God do what he needs to do. Leave it to God. Don't you go after your enemies. Leave it to God. The Lord forbid that I should stretch forth my hand against the Lord's anointed, but I pray thee, take you now the spear that is in his bolster and the cruse of water, and let us go. In other words, what's he going to do is show him that we have the ability to kill Saul with the spear, but we just took it as a symbol that we could have killed Saul, but we didn't. We didn't kill him. It's important. Important. David knows who he is and who he isn't. Even though the anointing is on David, David realizes who he is and who he isn't. Do you realize who you are? That you are a son of God? That you are a daughter of God? Do you realize who you are? Do you realize that? Or has that been taken away from you because of your bad deeds? You are a son of God. When the prodigal was in the pig pen, he never stopped being a son of the Father. We need to get back to God. We need to get to confession. We need to get back to God. Maybe today you realize that one time you were so close to Jesus, and now that's not it anymore. You're far away. It's time to realize who we are and come back to the Lord. It's not good for us to stay far away, because the Lord wants us and he knows what we've done. The only thing we need to do is to repent, and to repent quickly. Get to confession. Get to confession. Get to confession. Get to confession. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory of the only Son of the Father, full of grace and truth. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. I want to ask you to help this ministry so that we can pay our bills. We are now paying January's bills. We're always 1 month behind. So please, if this broadcast is a blessing to you, know who you are, that you're a child of God, and bless us. And the mailing address is Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. That's Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Let God deal with your enemies. Be at peace. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.